This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I don't know about all that.
How you doing, my friend? It's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been conquering the world. The last time we spoke, we were just talking about how amazing your album was going, African Giant. It was killing it. People were loving it. It was blowing up all over the globe. I was talking about the Grammys, your future aspirations. Then the pandemic hit. You produced an album in that pandemic, and you went on to win your first Grammy. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations. So let's start with that. I was shocked to find out that you produced the album like on Zoom. I mean, you've got some of the biggest features on there. You know, got everybody from Chris Martin, and you did this on Zoom?
Yeah, technology.
But how do you know it's going well on Zoom? Like, I don't even know if someone's...
You don't.
Oh, okay.
You hope for the best.
Was there ever a moment where you were recording something on Zoom, it sounded great, then you got it, then you're like, no, it doesn't sound...
No, it's not like you record the song on Zoom. It's not like Zoom has a recording studio.
Bernard, I don't know, man. I don't know how Zoom works.
No, it's like, so basically you just have the laptop on in the studio with all the parties involved and while we're making the music and stuff. And then, you know, everyone's like, okay, this is the song we have to choose.
Right.
We're going to choose this, you know, and then, yeah, it just worked out.
I want to ask you about the artists, though. You know, one thing I've truly loved is how, like, Nigerian artists have taken Africa to the world. Man, you've blown up the continent. Everyone is now trying to emulate what Nigerian artists are creating. But surely
except
there are...
Except our government.
Except... Are there artists that you dreamed of working with, that you were shocked to be working with when you were working with them?
Everyone on my last album was kind of, and the previous, like working with Angelique Kidjo on the previous one, and then working with Usain Dor. Like, these are people that I watched on TV when I was in Pampers, you know? You know, like, so it's like seeing them in real life and actually making music with them and, you know, getting the love and, and all that. It's sometimes it gets kind of weird because I'm like, rah. It's like, my mom loves you.
Your mom, a lot of people may not know this, but your mom is your manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama Burner crushes it, by the way. I love her. Love her to bits. But here's what I've always wondered, and it seems different. You know, in America, there's a culture of, they call them the momagers, you know? And it's like this idea, it's like if your parent is your manager, things always go wrong. On your side, it feels like it's gone the
if
exact opposite way.
Your parent's an American manager.
Was there not a part of you that was worried about having your mom be your manager?
I mean, no, it's obviously it's not all peaches and roses.
Yeah.
You get me, but it's a lot of food. So I mean that makes me happy enough.
You're the artist. Your mom is the manager. Technically, that's a power balance that has shifted over. But now she's your mom and she's an African mom, which means the power balance never shifts over. So,
exactly.
So are there moments where your mom goes like, no, this is how we're doing it and that's how we do it?
Well, I mean, you know what she does now? Like, she used to do that and then that wouldn't work out for her because, you know, it's like, you get me?
I like how you just get stoic. I'm not moving.
Yes, exactly. So she figured out some other way. She would make me feel like it's my decision.
Mama burner. You got your family with you. You tour with them. You're traveling around the world. Yo, can I just say congratulations as well on everything? I mean, selling out the O2 Arena in London, selling out, you know, the Forum in Hollywood. Now, the first Nigerian artist to ever sell out Madison Square Garden and to play it as well.
Well, you know one thing I always wondered, like,
yeah?
why, how come when it's me, they always point out the fact that I'm the first to do it, like the first that landed on the moon. It's like, why when rock bands perform in Tokyo and stuff, they don't say the first American rock band to perform in Tokyo?
I think because they're surprised. There is an element of surprise, you know?
But why?
Because we've come a long way. Do you know how far Madison Square Garden is from Africa?
Yeah, but like, do you know how far away Tokyo is for KISS
yeah,
and...
But you see, that's the thing, if you think about it. Culture has, for such a long time, been defined by America. And so it makes sense, in a way, for people to go like, of course the music's gonna go there. Of course the comedians are gonna go there. Do you know what I mean? But now, think about it. Things are, like, to move on. but think about it, right?
Yeah.
For the world to change the way it has, I mean, you see Beyonce incorporating your music into her vibe. Do you get what I'm saying? These are big things that have never happened. And it's beautiful. Like, everyone's embracing it.
I mean, if I was her, I would incorporate my music into her vibe.
You know, every time, what I love speaking to you is every time I see the biggest difference between Nigerians and almost every other African. Is that like every other African has like a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very timid approach to life. Like literally, if you say to like a South African, hey Trevor, you're doing well, how are things going? Then as a South African, my instinct to respond is like, ah, I'm trying, man. I'm doing okay, I'm trying, you know?
Like, you're like, lying.
You see, this is what I mean by Nigerians. This is what I mean. No, but this is what I mean. So, and everywhere, you go to Kenya, everything. How are things?
That's the thing, we don't lie unless we want to scam you.
This is Nigerians. I've never met a Nigerian who's gonna be like, no, I'm not killing it. If they're killing it, they won't be like, yeah. So yeah. You think it's that? It's just like
that's not something
truth.
To lie about. It's like if you're in court and you're about to go to jail, you should lie. You get me?
But
like,
but if you're killing it,
if you're killing it, like, you should be happy.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new album. I've noticed you've teased a few snippets from it. But you're doing that thing.
Before we talk about that, let's talk about this. Why every time, this is the second time I come here,
yeah.
You never offer me no drink.
There's
like,
believe the
you
man,
offer me
here.
Chocolates and tea and like, what, I'm, what like you... I'm Bugs Bunny or Teddy.
I
need a drink, man.
What do you want me to offer you?
Things that people that look like me would... Or maybe take these glasses off so you understand. So you see that, I mean, I'm actually a real person that needs a drink.
You know what I love? I can always get you a drink. The only thing I have to remember is to switch out the things that happen, because I'll get you the drink, and then I'll leave the drinks there, and then you find, like, let's say, like, Kamala Harris comes to the show the next day, and then backstage, she's like, wow, I was getting turned. What is your drink of choice? What would you like next? I'll make sure I get a few next time. What do you want?
Man, I don't want to promote no one right now.
Okay. You'll tell me that.
Right, get me.
But you want, so water is not for burner?
No, water is definitely for me, but it's like, you know, when I'm dressed like this.
Make sure we get burner. What else would you like? What else would you like backstage?
Well, I mean, I already got some weed, so I'm good.
This is what I love about rolling with you. All right, now can we talk about the album?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now that you've called me out for not offering you stiff drinks.
Very rude.
I like how angry you were about the and chocolates. How can you offer me chocolates,
huh? Man. With pretzel. What's it? Like, what is the pretzel, right?
Oh, man. You've teased the album, but you've done that thing artists do where we don't know when it's coming, we don't know who's going to be. Like, I saw a snippet of you in the studio. I saw Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, man.
And people lost their minds. So I was like, Ed Sheeran looks like he's going to be on the album, but you won't tell us. When is the album coming out, Bernard? Okay. Oh. So now the Nigerian doesn't want to tell the truth. Okay.
You see, that's the thing. I didn't say anything.
Okay. So
I didn't lie.
Silence. All right.
Okay. You know what?
Just tell me about it.
Nah, because you're my guy.
Okay.
You know, I won't let you down.
Yeah.
In front of all these people. okay. So, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's gonna come out on a day everyone celebrates for themselves when it's their own day.
All right. I don't know what that means, but
see?
I feel it.
Something deep for you to take home.
You just left me with a riddle that I've got to go and figure out now. I'm like, is it a Friday? Is it a birthday? Is it a Sunday? Is it a Saturday? It depends on the day that you celebrate, what you do.
No, not what you do. You just celebrate. Everybody, it's like, it's not everybody in the world that has a job, you know? So it's like, not everybody has, but this, everybody has it. So everybody has their day to celebrate.
Okay, we're going to figure this out, man. We're going to figure this out. Burna Boy, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on the show again, my dude. Good to have you, as always. I'll have a drink next time.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.